His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for sun and clouds today, mid-70s, cloudy tonight around 60. Thursday and Friday, partly sunny, mid-70s, and Saturday, cloudy with showers in the low 70s. We'll get a look at that Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Connecticut will start a 45-day unpaid suspension for non-compliant workers. State employees get one final chance to comply with Governor Lamont's vaccine testing mandate before the state agencies hand down a 45-day unpaid suspension. Lamont told reporters at a Southington firehouse that 28 employees who were still in their six-month probationary period have been terminated, 16 more than a dozen obtainers that were initially reported Friday. He said the next round of suspensions will include veteran employees who have job protections. Meanwhile, state agencies were making a final effort to get those workers to comply, according to Lamont. In New York, a federal judge issued a ruling yesterday requiring New York to allow religious exemptions from the state's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for medical workers. The U.S. District Judge granted a preliminary injunction temporarily barring New York State and employees from enforcing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate against medical workers claiming a legitimate religious exemption. The order comes after a temporary restraining order blocking enforcement of the middle mandate in relation to religious beliefs, citing a lawsuit that claimed the removal of a religious exemption was unconstitutional. The mandate required most medical workers statewide to get the first COVID-19 vaccine dose by September 27th or lose their jobs. It prodded about 55,000 workers to get that shot, but left 35,000 other workers refusing shots uncertain. The Mount, the home of Edith Wharton Restoration, has been awarded $200,000 in a federal grant to support both on-site and online programs, funding made available by the National Endowment for Humanities through the American Rescue Plan, according to the news release from the Mount. It's the second grant that's been awarded to the Mount by the National Endowment for the Humanities since the start of the pandemic. The initial grant in 2020 was $300,000 and allowed the Mount to retain its entire humanities-related staff. Well, there's new leadership for pupil services in Region 1 at a special meeting held on Tuesday. The Board of Education for Regional 1 appointed Martha Schweikert as the Director of Pupil Services, replacing Carl Gross, who announced his retirement effective September 30th at the beginning of the month. Schweikert has been a teacher in Region 1 for the past 30 years. She began her career at Kent Center School in 1988. From that time until 2009, she was a special ed teacher in Kent, Salisbury, and Housatonic Valley Regional High School, accomplishing her personal goal of having taught at each grade level in the district. In 2009, she moved into administration and became the supervisor of special education for the district. Schweikert received her bachelor's degree from the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford and her master's degree certification in school administration from Central Connecticut State University in New Britain. At the absolute height of the pandemic in April of 2020, close to 2,000 patients statewide were reported to be hospitalized due to COVID-19. Last winter, the total again topped 1,000, while the most recent surge due to the Delta variant grew to the number just under 400. New York State is on the front line of a national legal battle over the use of anti-parasitic drug ivermectin to treat COVID-19 patients. At least 14 lawsuits have sought New York hospitals to administer drug to severely ill COVID-19 patients, including hospitals in the cities of Rochester and Poughkeepsie, according to court records. In Sheffield, library trustees meet at 8:30, planning board at 7 p.m. In Sharon, planning and zoning meets at 5:30. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission at 7 p.m. Village of Millerton has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting at 7:30. Dover Town Board has a special meeting coming up on Thursday. Cornwall Conservation Commission meets at 10:30. Also coming up on Thursday, the Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale will present a small business seminar from 5:30 till 7:30. Masks must be worn and proper social distancing guidelines will be strictly enforced. Reservations are required. 1-518-325-4101. The town board in Hillsdale will hold a special meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom for purposes of presentation of the tentative 2022 budget. Visiting nurse and hospice of Litchfield County, flu vaccine in schedule. Well, in Cornwall at the Cornwall Town Hall, that comes up on Friday from 11 until 2 p.m. Region 1 has their vaccination clinics for COVID-19 going on Friday.
The clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7. They'll offer all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations for eligible populations. Don't forget the birdseed sale going on at Sharon Audubon through the 16th. 20% off their regular seed prices if you pre-order. You'll pick up at the Sharon Audubon Center on November 13th between 10 and 1 p.m. or by appointment November 15th through the 19th. Orders and payment can be mailed or made online at audubonct.doubleknot.com. You can stock up and attract a wide array of birds at your feeders this winter. Columbia County Libraries will participate in the Great Give Back. All donations will assist cancer patients. Items can be dropped off until October 16th at the following locations, including Chatham, Claverick, Germantown, Hillsdale, Hudson, Kinderhook, Livingston, New Lebanon, North Chatham, Philmont, and Valencia. The complete list of items needed can be found by logging on to rojanlibrary.org. Clayway Studio Tour is coming up live in-person event. 9 local potters, ceramic artists, and their guests hosting the 5th annual Clayway Studio Tour in Litchfield County and nearby Dutchess County, October 16th and 17th from 10 until 5 p.m. 19 artists showing their work among Area 9 studios. By the way, it'll take place rain or shine, much of it outdoors if the weather is good. COVID-safe protocols will be followed as recommended by state guidelines. Examples of the artist's work and printable map can be found at clayway.net. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,378.34, the NASDAQ at 14,465.93, and the S&P 500 at 4350.65. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.